You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 13 to 18. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery dart of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Many times, when people read the scripture that says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers," what comes to their mind is a wrestling match. So they imagine that they are in the ring with the devil, and they are fighting with the devil. So you will hear a lot of preachers talk about spiritual warfare, and they talk about it as if you are doing something in the energy of the flesh. But I want to tell you how we engage in spiritual warfare, how we contend against principalities and power. It's not the way they fight in the world that we fight in the spirit. The scripture says, "Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God." If you want to fight, if there is a battle, there must be armor. You must equip yourself. How do you fight spiritual battles? He said, put on the whole armor of God. Stand therefore, having your loins guide about with truth. Do you see how we fight? The truth. It's not by going for a meeting to go and do warfare. By spending time to know the truth, that is spiritual warfare. Otherwise, how can you fight against somebody who is coming with lies and deception? Stop having this mindset as if warfare is like some special forces going on a mission to shoot, to kill people. As if you have to go to one mountain and be there for 7 days and have this feeling that you are doing spiritual warfare. You are contending with Satan. That is not what we do. Having your belt of truth. You must know the truth. Jesus said you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Breastplate of righteousness. How about your helmet of salvation? Breastplate of righteousness. You are living in sin, and you are doing spiritual warfare. You are just deceiving yourself. You are not doing any warfare. There is no warfare going on in your life. You are already in the camp of Satan. You don't treat people justly. You are a wicked man. You are a wicked woman. But you said you are doing spiritual warfare. He says you must put on breastplate of righteousness. Your feet with the preparation of the gospel. He says you must take on yourself the shield of faith. He said take above all the shield of faith. Have you read that? The shield of faith. Do you know what that means? That is your trust in God's word that you deploy every time Satan comes with doubt, with fear, with accusation. That is how it works. If the devil comes to you and tells you that, you see, there are some wicked people, they are going to deal with you, they will call your name at night, you will die. What do? You bring out your shield of faith. You let the devil know that your life is hid with Christ Jesus, and that you are seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above principalities and power. That is shield of faith. The devil knows you know what you are doing. When he came to Jesus, Jesus deployed the shield of faith 3 times. Jesus kept telling him what God has said in his word. It talks about the sword of the Spirit. He said that is the word of God. You don't have the time for the word of God, but you are doing spiritual warfare. What warfare are you doing? You see, we don't fight by fighting. That's not how we fight spiritual warfare. We fight by our life being right with God. Spiritual warfare is fought with your life being right with God. That is even when you can know what to pray. How would you know what to pray if you don't have the belt of truth? If you don't have the sword of the Spirit, What are you going to say in the place of prayer? Please, remove from your mind this mindset that you are in a wrestling ring with somebody fighting. No, our fight more is of standing in what Jesus had already accomplished. We are standing on the authority of Jesus Christ. That's why even when somebody is possessed with a demon, you don't need to run around. You just simply stand and say, in the name of Jesus, you this foul spirit, depart in the name of Jesus. And that is the end. It's not by shaking your head. You don't need to ask demon to go 10 times. You don't need to say, go, 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 go. No, he obeys the name of Jesus. It is not your effort that demons listen to or that they obey. It is the name that is above every other name. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.